Good morning, Mr. Stewart. Are you busy?
Not really, Fishhawk. Pray take a seat.
Thank you.
Tell me, what brings you into dreary London at this time of year?
Nothing much.
Is this a social visit?
Not me.
Then why did you come?
I came, Stewart, to tell you that I don't like a private detective such as yourself to meddle in my...
Why, my dear friend, I've never heard you talk like that. What's come over you?
Nothing much. We're friends socially, and I hope this will be the case for some time longer. But when a private eye starts digging into his friend's past, I don't think that that's much of a friend, and I don't like it.
Fisher, I only did some research on you because I thought you could help me. There's been an underworld syndicate operating which could be dangerous. Since you at one time were in contact with the Mafia...
I was innocent, I tell you.
I know. We thought you could learn something from the syndicate. They would know you. I know you are on our side. That's why you could help. Information and such.
You know I'm guilty. Well, I could blow your guts to hell and back if I wanted to.
Calm down, Fisher.
I could kill you! I...
Mr. Fisher, what a pleasure. It seems that your temper has reigned over your sanity. You've killed a man, Mr. Fisher. What a shame. What a shame.
Ah, Mr. Johnson. Good morning.
Good morning, Higley. Any news?
Not much. Sir L. Fisher was picked up on a murder charge.
Wasn't he the man who was once with the Mafia?
Correct.
Who was the victim?
Edward Stewart, Private Eye.
Seems that Stewart wanted Fisher to help him on his case.
A case having to do with the Mafia. Since Fisher was once with the gang, Stewart thought Fisher could rejoin and gain information.
Correct.
Oh, will you pardon me for a minute, Johnson? I have to get the phone. Hello? Yes? I'll be there. Excuse me, Johnson. Some business.
It seems that we've done it, Mr. One. Fisher won't be out of the way. Now as for the money.
Money? You should know by now that I don't pull money.
But we performed the job. I did our job.
I said that I don't pay money.
Very well. We shall squeal to the police. You and your whole operation will go kaput. Georgetown will find you, and you'll be done for.
Well, I guess we can compromise. How much?
30,000.
Here it is. Now, if you please. It's tea time.
Certainly!
No one is paid by Mr. One. Georgetown will be paid, though. I shall see to it. Yes, he shall be paid. A bullet shall be his reward.
Good morning, John. Pray take a seat.
Thank you, George.
Tea?
Yes, thank you.
Cream and sugar?
Yes, please.
Anything new?
Nothing much if you've read the Morning Times. You might have seen a tidbit of interest.
Such as what?
Such as Sorrel Fisher murdered Edward Stewart.
Really?
Yes, really.
Yes, I came across it. It seems that Stewart wanted Fisher to help him on a case about the Mafia. Fisher, though, became straight. I don't fancy him the type to kill.
But he could have.
You're quite right, but I don't think he did it. It was too easy. If it was murder, I'd rather if it was premeditated. You know, John, Fisher had a lot on the Mafia. If he had squealed to the police, then perhaps the whole Mafia would have been exposed. Suppose someone else shot Stewart. Immediately, Fisher has no alibi. If Fisher is hanged, then the Mafia could eliminate him in an overhand plot. He would be murdered, in a sense.
I see. Then no one could squeal on the Mafia. But Fisher was caught with the gun.
Someone could have planted the gun on his desk. As a matter of fact, the killer could have stolen his gun, murdered Stewart, and then planted it. Very convenient. Suppose, John, just suppose, that someone overheard that conversation, heard Fisher get overheated with Stewart, and found out that here was his chance. Then it would have been very convenient. Yes, very convenient. John, who is the secretary to Stewart?
Barney Sutton.
I must pay a visit to this Mr. Sutton. Good morning, Mr. Sutton. I'm George Terrell.
Good morning, Mr. Terrell. Is there anything I can do for you?
Yes, thank you. There is.
What is it?
Can I inspect the office where Stewart was shot?
Certainly, right this way.
Where that dummy is. Is that the exact spot where Stewart was shot?
Yes, I think that's the police market. I think that's the place.
Very interesting. Hello, what's this? Sutton, can you explain why this man was shot from a 50-degree angle?
Well, sir, the police listed the shot as point blank.
Exactly. So why has this bullet been shot at an angle?
I haven't the faintest idea, sir.
This proves that someone else fired the shot. Fisher didn't. The killer shot Stewart at an angle, thus shooting him. The killer, of course, used Fisher's gun. Then, finishing the job, left the gun in an open spot. Fisher at the time did not notice his gun had been stolen. Hello, look here, Sutton. By Jove, look! A stain on the table where the gun was laid. I'll bet my reputation that that liquid was spilled on the table in the process of an act. Small the stain still lingers, Sutton. This is a liquid form of ether. Yes, everything seems to fit into place now. Someone in this office heard the argument. While Fisher and Stewart were arguing, the killer had already pocketed the gun. The murderer had probably already slipped a delayed knockout pill into one of Stewart's drinks. Then the killer caught Fisher off guard in an instant. This action took place so fast, and Fisher had no side effects, though he probably never knew that he had been drugged at all. This proves that the killer shot Stewart while he was sleeping, and then planted the gun back into Fisher's pocket. Almost a perfect murder, but I do think I can solve it. The only problem now is who the murderer is. Well, goodbye, Sutton. Be seen, you.
Same to you, Tim.
Tales of Mystery.
Terrell, any luck?
Yes, John. A convenient stroke of luck.
What, George?
Well, at the moment, there would be a lot to explain.
Then give me the rundown.
Hold it down, old boy. In due time, you will know. I believe that our good Mr. Sutton, secretary to Stewart, is in the decedent's office at this moment trying to wipe off an ether stain on his desk. If we catch Barney at the action, we have enough for conviction. The conviction that Edward Fisher's secretary, Barney Sutton, shot and killed his employer. Let's go, John. John, quiet. All the lights are out. We'll have to walk quietly.
Right, George.
Taking the precaution of inviting our dear friend Inspector Higley over. I'm afraid there'll be some danger lurking tonight.
Certainly, dear.
John, because you stumbled, we could be found out.
I'm sorry, Terrell.
Quite all right, Obar.
Who's there?
Creep up slowly, John.
Right, Terrell. Who's there?
So we've caught you at the act, Mr. Sutton. Wiping off the stain you spilled. Very naughty of you, Barney.
I might as well tell you, since one of my men is a silencer on your back.
He's right, John. Don't make a move.
Yes, I killed Stewart. I work for the Underworld Mafia. We had to get Fisher out of the way, or else he would have squealed. I knocked Stewart out with a delayed pill. Fisher dropped so fast when I got him. He didn't know what was happening. I then shot Stewart while asleep. Careless mistake that I spilled the ether. Now that you know, I shall kill you and Johnson. Goodbye, Mr. Terrell. Hold it right there, Sutton. Drop that gun. You got him, Terrell. Are you all right?
Quite all right, my dear Inspector. It seems, Mr. Sutton, that you have outdone yourself. One careless error, I mean, one big careless error, can give away a whole plot. You know, Inspector, these egomaniacs and so much more chattery when they feel they have the upper hand. Now, my dear Johnson, shall we dine at the new restaurant you've talked so much about? Goodbye, Inspector.
This food sure can fill up a hungry belly, Terrell.
Language, Johnson, is beginning to become unbearable.
Anyhow, Terrell, it's good.
Yes, good. While you are dining with Clay Custer, think of the starving infants in Biafra and similar countries. Yes, yes, yes. There will be a day when all people, young and old, will be able to have equal choices in all brands of food. We, Johnson, can make it happen. We must. Eat it all, boy. We're lucky that we can have some of the fine privileges which the whole world will soon have. Tales of Mystery. The Malicious Mafia Affair. Bandy Johnson as George Terrell. Nigel Manger as John Johnson. Christian Doherty as Stuart. Tom Soder as Inspector Higley. Patrick Johnson as Mr. One. Ty Phillips as the man. Ray Parker as Sutton. Produced by David Davies. Directed by Harlan Fiju. A Man John production in association with ACD International. Copyright 1970 by ACD International.
Written by Christian Doherty.
Filmed at the Birmingham Studios in London, England. An ACD International production.